TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Oh, I forgot about the here. Throw a hand in the air. Come on. Ain't nothing but some uptown flavor in here right about now. You know that, right?
My new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk for some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, hold my dick too conceited. Told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like. Yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like. Hey, I'ma take her out down. She bring her friend around, I'm both like. Hey, I'm a bougie arrow, like the roof at home. We poppin' like.
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna cocoa this on concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just tell me worry about it. Money decision making, only worry about something. She worry about me, her never worry about cuffing. I wanna see her body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me. We love it, she love it. Especially when I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like.
From a mile away, Valentine and that be it's a holiday.
You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Simon says,
paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast, that stank on you. From the ghetto, but my like Apollonia.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section less, more lesbians.
Got your bitch, I'm that new.
Yeah, we poppin' like. It's that fly shit. King Stoney. Drop top. No roof.
Just like that, Chris Brown inside the Social Lab. What's going on, everybody? Hump day. Making it over the hump. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Social Lab TM Hyman Radio. Chris Brown. A Yo Remix. It's popping. A lot going on in the news. 6ix9ine in court spilling the beans. 45 spilling the beans. Or I don't know if spilling the beans is the right phrase for 45. 45 is just breaking the law. That's a better term. One too many times, the Dems are like, no, 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 buddy, we're not going for it. Nancy Pelosi pulled the string yesterday. Shocked everybody. Definitely shocked me, had me tuned in. Different tune, Nancy Pelosi. Different tune. She's been pushing back on this whole impeachment affair for quite some time. But yesterday, all of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi's like, we've had enough, 45. We've had enough. Whistleblower complaint about the president on top of a pretty racy phone call to the president of, is it Ukraine is the country. Ukraine. I don't know why I was thinking Pakistan, but it's actually Ukraine. But 6ix9ine causing some controversy with his recent testimony, pretty much spilling the beans. Now, we knew Tekashi 6ix9ine was not a true gangster. We knew that. Way before now, you know. Who am I talking about? Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know Tekashi 6ix9ine. Strawberry Shortcake. Yeah. Hair looked like Strawberry Shortcake. You know, he was doing Patty Cake with Nicki Minaj up in the video. First came out. It was all a stunt, folks. All a stunt. I remember listening to an interview with Charlamagne Tha God and 6ix9ine once. And Charlamagne was calling him out. You know, 6ix9ine was like, nah, never over my dead body. Well, you know, you almost got that, brother. With the type of testifying that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Got a new one from Hellville out of Ohio. A new joint called Differently. He was scheduled to pull up. He'll be here next week. Differently. Joint rocks. Gotta say, the joint rocks. We normally chop it up with Fee tonight. Don't know if Fee's going to be chopping it up. She's pulling double duty, so I don't know if she's going to fall through or not this evening. Nevertheless, I am here. And we're going to hang out. You know what? I like this Differently joint so much by Hellville. Let's get into it right now. Differently, Hellville, out of Cleveland, Ohio, Social Lab. We're ready.
If I can buy her some diamonds, but I like talking to Britney. She always fucking with me. I love Keisha, Pam, and Nikki. I love all y'all Differently. Getting money with Nicole. Go out to eat with Lisa. Movies with Teresa. Then I eat her up like pizza. I travel with Maria. Yeah, that's my mama Sita. I love Kiki, Cece, Tiffany. I love all y'all Differently. I love all y'all Differently. But you know I get real picky. I just had to cut off Whitney. Cause she kept asking for $50. So I hit her Marco Shada. She gon' fuck with me no matter what, just because she like when I wear the I got CC on my line. I think she kinda fine. She only hit me up when she wanna wine and dine. Ooh, she's a caker. Her ass is fat like Dacia. I squeak her like eraser. She got good hair with some braces. Niecy's so damn pissy, but I love the way she talks. She always in my ear saying, Bail, you a boss. See, nothing's next to Tanya. She pay cause she's a cougar. But I like fucking Jasmine because Jasmine is a daughter. Ashy so damn nasty. She erotic when we bug. She always sending flicks of a pussy in the tub. She likes the way I thug. She always wanna hug. I know y'all feeling me because I know y'all differently. Got an ass like Megan, made her ride me like a stallion.
I be your friend if I can buy her some diamonds? But I like talking to Britney. She always fucking with me. I love Keisha, Pam, and Nikki. I love all y'all Disney. Getting money with Nicole. Go out to eat with Lisa. Movies with Teresa. Then I eat her up like pizza. I travel with Maria. Yeah, that's my mama Sita. I love Kiki, Cece, Tiffany. I love all y'all Disney. I couldn't explain a better way how I fuck with y'all. See, Keisha, she's so ghetto. Let her sell my drugs and all. She don't like wearing panties. Her pussy sweet like candy. I make her sing like Brandy. And she roll my weed like Angie. Yeah, that's my little Jamaican. She fought through with that pack, but hated when I call her Haitian. Then I hide that shit at Asians. I let her weigh it up. Becky is my baker, so I let her count my bucks. Amanda is my nurse, but Jamie is the doctor. She said I got a fever, guess I need some special treatment from Natasha. Natasha is my lawyer, Latoya's the employer. Kiana is a keeper, she know all of the right people. Keep me going, it's my credit with Rashida. Yeah, that's my little Boricua. She love rent some Reeboks and she bounce on me like C-Talk. There's a lot I didn't get to mention. I just wanted y'all to know that I love y'all all so differently. I'ma let it show. She got an ass like Megan, made her ride me like a stallion. She said I'd be your friend if I can buy her some diamonds. But I like talking to Britney, she always fucking with me. I love Keisha, Pam, and Nikki. I love all y'all differently. Getting money with Nicole. Go out to eat with Lisa. Movies with Teresa. Then I eat her up like pizza. Travel with Maria. Yeah, that's my mama Sita. I love Kiki, Cece, Tiffany. I love all y'all differently.
I love all y'all differently. Like that joint right there. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hell Vale 8912. Here in the Social Lab, coming to you live from the ATL. Hey, we talked about Antonio Brown a couple weeks ago. Interesting thing. We talked about the week that the Raiders let him go and the Patriots picked him up. The following week, he was picked up by the Patriots, and then he was under charges. I want to say under arrest. But then he was in the spotlight because of sex charge allegations, specifically rape allegations. Antonio Brown is who we're talking about. Traveling last week, I saw a news flash, Antonio Brown released from the Patriots. The fastest freaking transition I've seen in my life. Dropped, becomes a free agent, picked up and dropped again like a hot potato. My perspective was like, whoa, Belichick loves drama. But I guess he was like, listen, this is a little too much drama for me. Antonio Brown picked up and dropped by the New England Patriots almost in like record time. I want to say in a 2-week turnaround period. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Melvin Gordon ends the holdout, returning to the Chargers. Melvin Gordon. Kylie Jenner, man down with the flu. We hope you feel better. We know you got billionaire things to do. Kylie Jenner. Kim Kardashian's not happy these days. Y'all see what Facebook just did? Facebook just made some recent adjustments to where they are trying to prevent young people from being negatively influenced by weight loss drugs. You know, all of the celebrities are promoting some kind of weight loss drug, you know, get it over here, get it over here. And ultimately, all it really is like, you know, I want to say X-lax, but it's really laxative. All of these diet, you know, lose pounds quick, you know, it'll fall off you. Look, it worked for me, it'll work for you. You know, all of that ultimately is putting young people under pressure. And it's flat out just not good for their bodies. So Facebook made some adjustments to the accounts recently, impacting Instagram specifically, where, you know, those under 18, you know, can no longer see those advertisements. Kim Kardashian's not happy. It immediately impacted her revenue because so many of her followers, the millions that follow her, are actually young people, right? So she's not the only one impacted. Any and every celebrity, as well as Instagram model, promoting weight loss pills, you know, supplements, whatever it is that you're pushing, it's no longer available for viewing pleasure of those 18 years or younger. Mm-hmm. Not sure it should have ever been available in the first place. Yeah. Young people have enough to worry about. Trying to keep up with, you know, the Kardashians shouldn't be one of them. Shouldn't be one of them. Listen, did you hear about Major League Baseball, Felipe Vasquez arrives in court in shackles for child sex charges? Yeah. Yeah. Not a good look, but suspended Pirates pitcher Felipe Vasquez, 28 years old, was seen arriving for his arraignment in Westmoreland County on police allegations that he sexually assaulted a teenage girl who lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. Listen, I don't get it. First of all, Major League Baseball player, you know, I think he signed a 4-year, you know, $22.5 million deal back in 2018. You know, he's a 2-time All-American, but, you know, goes to show everybody gets a little horny. But listen, you need to stay in your lane when you're trying to, you know, get your freak on. There are a lot of grown women who won't mind being the freak that you need them to be. Why are you looking for underage girls? I don't quite get it. Cops claim Vasquez admitted to the crime during a September 17th interrogation, telling investigators he had sex, but not really, with the victim. What does that mean? I had sex, but not really. Either you did or you didn't. Meanwhile, in Florida, where the alleged victim claimed she received a lewd text message, he's facing 2 felony counts, 1 obscene material to a minor, and 2, soliciting a child for unlawful sexual conduct. Folks, stay in your lane. If you want to stay out of the clink, stay out of the way of underage teens. Get your freak on in legal waters. More to come on Felipe Vasquez. I don't really understand what this whole, you know, what this whole child thing is about. You know, we know Epstein, before he died, had a whole bunch of folks caught up in his web of child sex allegations, I'm going to call them. But did you all see recently where the I wanted to call him the king, but he's not the king. He's the Prince of Wales. He tried to profusely deny his association with Epstein and deny a woman who actually said that, yeah, you had sex with me when I was 17 years old at Epstein's house. I remember you. And she gave a whole bunch of like accounts of being with the Prince of Wales on a couple of instances, even though the Queen of England and, you know, I want to say the British government have put out statements like, she's a damn lie. Not quite. We saw pictures. She at least knows them because we saw pictures of the young Prince of Wales hanging out with the 17-year-old. She gave some interesting accounts. What is the point, TM? What is the point? The point is these high-profile Negroes like these young girls. And this is the deal. If you like it, own it. You know, don't deny it. Own it. So that we can lock your asses up where you need to be. Mm-hmm. It's the Social Lab. Team Hammond Radio. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That's where we hang out. If you got something for us, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Got a few minutes left in the show. Just a few. Just a few. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I'm just really hanging out with you, and I'm catching up on some things. And since I'm hanging out and catching up on some things, let's hear a little Daniel Caesar and her. We'll be right back.
If you love me, won't you? you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Daniel Caesar, her best part. Did you hear about Governor Andrew Cuomo splitting from his girlfriend Sandra Lee after 14 years? Like, unbelievable. The governor's been with this chick for 14 years and she's the girlfriend, and they're calling it the Splitsville. Now, Cuomo, for those who do not know, Governor Cuomo, man, he's been one of the most popular governors of New York for quite some time. Now, what I don't know, and he looks a lot like him, but Governor Cuomo is related to Cuomo from CNN. Don't know if that's his daddy, his brother, or what. But Governor Cuomo and Sandra released a joint statement on Wednesday announcing their split, saying over the recent past, we've realized that our lives have gone in different directions and our romantic relationship has turned into a deep friendship. You know, they can continue. We will always be family, but not family enough for you to become the wife after 14 years and fully support one another. And dedicated to the girls. So, you know, apparently they have children. Don't know. Rumors they'd ended things were spiraling earlier in the year after the couple put their luxury colonial mansion on the market. Pretty nice house, too. I saw they put up for sale. I want to say like $1 million or something like that. Can't remember. Nevertheless, the two got together back in 2005, a year before he won office of New York Attorney General, 5 years before he was elected governor. Of course, her role as a de facto First Lady of New York, you know, wasn't just standing by her man. You know, she loved him, so she says. She was the de facto First Lady of the Empire State. But she also was, like, she had a major bestseller on the Food Network, I want to say. I know she had a she was a personality on the Food Network, but I think she had a best-selling book as well. They had no children together, but you know, the governor had daughters from a previous marriage that she welcomed with open arms. Another couple, Splitsville this week, Kenya Moore and her husband, Mark Daly, after 2 years, real sad, beautiful daughter. We thought Kenya had finally landed her man and was going to sail off into the sunset. But it only lasted for 2 years. I get it. Listen, Mark Daly is a private dude, right? I mean, Brooklynite. He ain't for all this. These cameras following him around, you know, every day, all day. Plus, I heard he recently called Kenya an attention whore. She heard it and didn't like it. A couple fell out publicly. And now we here, they're headed for Splitsville. Hopefully this is just, you know, one of those things that it's really not one of those things is what I'm hoping, right? I like black love, promote black love. I want to see more black love and love. How about that? Hey, we'll talk to you on Monday, 9 p.m. It's the Social Lab. We up out of here. Good night for hanging. Thanks for hanging out with me. Appreciate you. Good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. CM High Live. CM High Live. CM High Live. Talk radio show. CM High Live. CM High Live. Talk radio.